It's Sunday. Sunday, the 13th of December. It's just approaching 10 a.m. So a bit of a long lie. I went to bed just after... No, it wasn't. It was about 10:30 last night. Got up just around about 9 o'clock. Whew. I think both of us could have slept on a bit longer, but I've got plans for today. Not serious. Just going to go a wee jaunt. But also, need to get up a bit earlier because come tomorrow morning, it'll be back to the 7 o'clock rises again. So, this morning, I'm feeling good this morning actually. I'm feeling okay. Pretty good. I think it's partly to do with having caught up in a lot of sleep and getting up when it's daylight, and also having a fairly decent night's sleep. Wasn't too bad at all. Yeah, in fact I was only up once. My wife got up, that's early morning, that's 1 or 2 usually. And then the next time I had to get up was actually after 7, which would be the normal time for me getting up anyway, so there you go. Body clocks and all that kind of stuff. But putting that to the side, it is a gorgeous winter morning. Absolutely beautiful. I wouldn't say it's all blue skies. It is above and around me, but I can see those light clouds in the distance. But this air is so calm and still and frosty. Crunchy underfoot. -8. That's what it's reading just now on my outside thermometer. -8 degrees Celsius. The first real frost of the winter, and there is ice from one end of my pond to the other. And as I look at the little bird bath for the birdies here in the garden, there's ice on that as well, so they won't get a drink this morning. I'll have to break that, pour some fresh water. But everything else in the garden is just white with frost in it. The sun, well, it's not high enough to light up much. It's just almost as if the sun is just clinging by its nails onto some invisible wall. You know how you do when you're a kid and you try to grab the top of a fence or a wall and pull yourself up just enough to keep your head above the top of the fence. Well, that's what the sun looks like it's doing. Desperately trying to keep itself up there. Well, that's in my mind anyway. But it is, it's beautiful. The sun's just very, very low, but it's... Everything that's frosted has got a... That's catching that sunlight has got a, that beautiful glisten to it. My wife's clothes rope, covered in beadlets of water, no doubt. Frosted beadlets of water. Little, wee, tiny, wee, round icicles. It's an icicle. And I feel shamed this morning because, particularly this morning, because I failed to get fresh birdseed again. Which means that all the feeders are empty, devoid of seed. And shame on me for not looking after my birds. Need to get some today. Hasn't been too desperate for them recently because of the mild, wet, wild weather. But on a frosty, really cold night like last night and this morning, they really need to get some grub. If you can hear scraping off to my right, that'll be either Mr. or Mrs. Blackbird turning over their leaves. See what they can find. But it's beautiful. But even my hardy geranium in front of me with the little violet leaves, and not leaves, flowers. Still got some flowers on it. But their heads are bowed. get those swing back up. Bear in mind, this is the middle of December and it's still got flowers on it. I must say, I can see Mrs. Blackburn now, she's straight in front of me. Below the spirea, digging out the for grubs.
As British Airways flies overhead.
You know, that's something that just dawned on me, that recently I haven't been really aware of the aeroplanes going over my head. I don't know why. Has my brain switched them out? That would be great. There's a robin down. Hello, robin. He's on the little bird bath. Down for a drink, no doubt. There's no water there, I'll have to pour hot water on. My apologies. Now he's sitting on a wee hanging basket I've got with a primrose. And he just looks like part of the primrose with his red breast. So, it's such a lovely morning, I just feel good about it. But again, I'm trying to, my mind drifted away this morning to so many tasks that I have between now and Christmas. I should never commit myself to people. I really shouldn't. I mean, I don't mean never, ever. I just mean, how do I just say no? Sorry, I can't do it. I had an older lady who's, I've become to know her, but through my wife and friends of hers, so it's a kind of one of those circular things where she got to know this woman. And she was really nice, but she gave me one of those, you know, these, I don't know what you call them, but for Christmas, these electric candles, if you like, shaped, you know, they've got the Jewish way up, low up to high and back down, I forget what you call them. And there's wee wooden figures of cattle and sheep and a shepherd below. Anyway, it wasn't lighting up. And so she asked my wife, which is fatal, because my wife then just pounds me to get things done so that they don't pester her up at the church. Would you go and pick it up and see if you can fix it for her? Okay, yeah. I spent 2 hours with this thing. And it was obviously an internal fault, and I knew I could dig in deeper and dig in deeper, but I didn't have the time. And I could also have knackered the thing completely, not knowing how it was constructed in the factory. So I returned it to her yesterday, and my apologies for not being able to fix it. And you know that I know she didn't mean it intentionally, but I was made so to feel so guilty that I hadn't fixed it, because I got the story of her man who died 20 years ago had bought that for her for Christmas 20 odd years ago, and it's been in the window every Christmas season, lighting up the front of her front window, and how bad it was that she wouldn't be able to put it there this year. And I know she didn't mean to have a pop at me in any way, but I was made to feel so guilty. And I almost said to her, look, I tell you what, give me it away again and I'll have a serious, you know, I'll dig in deeper if you want. But I was standing having a mental battle with myself to say, no, you can't, because you don't have the time, you have so much else to do. And at the end of the day, you might just return it the same way. Or maybe, wait a minute here, maybe you will fix it and she'll feel great and thankful, and she'll have it in her... Oh my God, you know. I hate that mental torment. People, as I said, I know she didn't mean to make me feel guilty, but oh man. Anyway, putting that to the side, I still have so much to do for people before Christmas, and I even got 2 phone calls that I avoided yesterday from people asking me if I could do something. I got voicemail messages. Could I possibly manage out before Christmas to fix this or fix that? Oh my God. What did I do? I have to say no. I know that. Well, at least no until the new year. Yes. No, I'm not going to go down there. I'm not going to get myself down depressed. I was such in a good mood when I came out here this morning. I want to get back there. Okay, I'm back. Switch back. Right. Beautiful. What a beautiful morning. Frosty, -8. Birds are about. Everything's lovely. Yes. And another little fry up this morning. At least I think it is. I have to go and check. Check the size of plates. Yes. Yeah. Right, I shall go and set the fire. I'm glad I put my gloves on this morning, because even with my fleecy lined gloves, my fingers are still cold. But I'm not complaining. Cool. Puffs of breath everywhere. Lovely. I love these mornings. Deep and crisp and even. Isn't that right, Mrs. Blackbird? Yes, she's sitting on the bird bath come drinker. As if to say, I can't get at the water. Okay. Some hot water coming up to thaw you out, Mrs. Yeah. Don't make me feel guilty. Don't you dare.